Hey, everybody, this is Rick Wilson with Screen Reunions.
Wait a minute.
Are we here? Don't
we
do live?
Going first?
You're listening to Aramar Takes the O.
I think so.
BlogTalkRadio.com.
Yeah.
Today's show is she's been
are not
hacked?
Necessarily those of all hosts, guests, or producers.
No, I meant.
The show is
I'm sorry.
For
on the air.
Hey, everybody, this is Rick Wilson with Screen the News. You can spell my name two different ways. One is D-I-C-K, one is R-I-C-H-A-R-D, and one is R-I-C-K, and that's what I go by. My name is Rick Wilson. You can look up Screen the News on Facebook. STN is what we call it. I'm joined tonight with Evan Batterton, and he's done great work. As always, great writing. We've got some issues to get to tonight. Evan, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, always, brother. Brother from another mother. All right. And you can see Evan's work on evan.batterton.
No, no dot. No dot, man. It's just Evan Batterton,
yeah.
Straight across.
I'm sorry, yeah. So let me repeat that. evanbatterton, Evan Batterton. .wordpress.com. Done amazing work. And Ruth Ann, again, sweetie, thank you for being here. We need the estrogen.
My pleasure.
So, Ruth Ann, last time we had left off, you were wanting to discuss sex toys.
Yeah. Are we going to have a show about this? Or?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the wrong show. I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Well, we definitely want to do that. We'll get
no,
somebody
we should.
To sponsor us, maybe, like Lion's Den or something.
Yeah. Who? Who's that?
Yeah, oh, they're a chain toy store.
I know, right? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there, you know? You
yeah.
can...
Let's see,
okay.
Maybe we can...
All right, you guys... we're going to get to some serious stuff.
We're going to get back to the sex. Yeah, okay.
Yes. We're going to get back to sex. Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Can you remind me later, Ruth Ann? Seriously. Can
mm-hmm.
you say that one more time?
One more time.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Serious
we're going to wait.
Stuff. Serious.
Okay. Well.
So much for serious.
Did we lose Rick?
No. It doesn't show up that he's lost. I don't know.
Rick, you there, buddy?
Was he went out to try some of those sex toys we're going to talk about on another show? I don't know.
No.
Well, it hasn't shown him as being dropped. But, you know, Blog Talk has been hacked again.
Right in the very beginning
of it. Yeah. There. Rick? I don't know. Okay, Evan, you had something you wanted to start out really with some serious stuff, a challenge.
Well, yeah, I mean, speaking of dildos and stuff, I did have a few things to say. Yeah, that was a little bit immature and a little bit below the belt, but there's been some what some people think is justified, what some people think is in what they've called infighting about egos, things like that, and it revolves around the social media group XSex, and it's you know, namely
I'm back, by the way,
one leader.
Cool.
Namely one leader, Zero Flux, real name Joseph Falzano. And I just really wanted to clarify a few things for everybody. And a lot of people share my sentiment with this, has really done a lot of unethical things. He's been at it for quite some time, and I would just like to cite one example. He targeted a guy that goes by the name of Brain Freak on Facebook and decided to make several memes about this guy. Name call him, and then send these things out and tag a bunch of people and X-sect in it. Rick and I and Ruthann were tagged multiple times. I'd first like to apologize.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
I did not like being tagged in those things.
Neither.
Yeah, I'd first like to apologize for not catching it soon enough. And it's really no excuse, but I ignored Joseph most of the time, because my opinion of him is that he's a passive aggressive bully and he's completely unethical. But just as far as this goes, I want to apologize to Brain Freak for not catching it sooner, because what he was called was a shill. And I've heard that word used by Joe so many times that I actually have come to...
Can I interject and ask you to explain what does the word shill mean? Because not everyone...
I'm not exactly sure on the definition, but the bottom line is he uses words like shill and COINTEL. And what the inference of that, Rick, is that the person is a government plant and actually works for the government to hurt the truth or move.
So there's basically malintent.
And there's no proof of it. I mean, Joe thinks if something happens to his computer, it glitches, or he won't get a thumbs down when he can't get a thumbs down when he dislikes one of their YouTube videos, that obviously they're government shills for that. He believes and has said this in his own videos and believes this, that he is so valuable to the movement and that X-Sect is so valuable to the movement. And when he says X-Sect, let me be clear, he doesn't mean the people of X-Sect. Anonymous X-Sect is anonymous zero sect. Now, they'll say that that's a lie, but that's what I firmly believe, okay? I mean, I believe
everyone comes out
during the day.
To know, too,
now,
I was an admin on some of the X-Sect pages, and I was called certain names, and there was a lot of infighting. I don't want the whole thing to be about a certain person necessarily, even though maybe it should be. But
well, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to tie all that. I'm going to tie all that in together. I'd like to explain to him and to everybody else that clicking on a page like an X-Sec page doesn't mean that you belong to that group. Now, there are members that actually consider themselves that. I mean, I've clicked like on lots of pages. I never considered myself X-Sec.
I've been tagged on so many times from X-Sec on things that I necessarily do not agree with. So, guilt by association, people should be able to discern,
And I have explained that to his latest targets. I have explained that to his latest targets, and they know. They know that we do not agree with him. Not only do we not agree with him, but we basically feel that his actions and the way he goes about things are harmful to the movement. I have even compared it to parasitic. Because a lot of people say that he used to give useful information. Now, I know that there can be a case made for that, blah, 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 but,
Well, hold on. It's not blah, blah, blah. Because we talked before, at least for me personally, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying so far, but if it weren't for people like him, I would not have known that there were other people that are kind of like-minded, if you will, like truth seekers and so forth. So when I was on Facebook, he's one of the reasons, or his group, that I eventually became part of, is a big reason why I felt really comfortable expressing myself online, where I knew.
Well,
I
and
was
I'm glad. I'm glad he did that for you at first. And I know a lot of other people shared the same sentiment.
Like,
but the trademark of any good liar and the trademark of any good tyrannical group leader is to always mix some good in with the bad. Any good liar always mixes truth with deception. That's how they win people over. That's what they do. Okay?
Even
he's an egomaniac. He's an egomaniac. He did that, and then he took advantage of you. I mean, we don't need to go into what he's called you, but you've been called names and belittled by him.
I'm going to have to back you up right there. Yeah, I've been called many things, yes.
Okay.
And I was playing very nice, and
he,
I was trying to...
He never did it to
still
me.
Brings information, but... It's
he never did it
harmful.
To me until the very end, and his words to me were, and I quote, "Fuck you, Evan." That's what he said to me, and then I got accused.
Well, you can take
his,
that you can, different ways. Maybe he
right. That's a blessing.
Hot baldness.
He's wishing you happiness, although he wasn't. But you know, it depends on how you take it. Hmm.
Well, I took
that's
it as the biggest.
Too.
I took it as the biggest mistake of his life. That's how I took it, okay? I have a lot of reasons, things I've seen, names that he's called people. I have to say this. My newer friends that I have now that he's using as his new irrefutable evidence that I am now a shill. You know, and you guys know who you are, and they're listening. So we have new listeners. They have been slandered. They have been libeled. Their characters have been defamed. They were 100% behind the truth movement. And when you call somebody a shill or a COINTELPRO or a federal agent, you make memes and you call them names, and you don't have anything to stand up or back up on it other than the fact that they disagree with you. And obviously, in his mind, when you disagree with him or you tell him he's wrong about something, then you are COINTELPRO. You're trying to spread disinformation. And that's what he did to them. Now.
Could I say something?
And this needs to be said, too.
Evan, we have new listeners.
I got,
you know what,
go ahead,
Evan,
what's that?
Know what you're talking about, but a lot of our listeners don't. So I think maybe we should get on to the challenge.
Well, I do want to say just one thing, and Rick can back me up on this too. You know, I've had one person put on my wall today, Christopher Thomas, whatever Hogue, I don't really know what his name is. He told me that I had some explaining to do. Now, and I said earlier that I had plenty of reasons, okay? Not to like him, but it was one of the first times that I noticed that he was slandering these people and calling them shills and trying to ruin their reputation, and it was the brain guy, because he was in a rock band, and he was throwing up, yeah, maybe they were some occult symbols, whatever. That's what amateur rock bands do. You know, let's just be for real, okay? It doesn't mean that they're Illuminati. It doesn't mean that they're shills. It happens all the time. I've thrown the horns up many times. And my brother, one of the few men in this world that I love, Jaron Brown, made a simple point, and he was, before he said that, he said, I'm not trying to cause any problems or make any waves here. He made a disclaimer before he even said, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's Illuminati. And under one of his aliases, Parker Martin, he attacked my brother, okay? He belittled him, basically called him an idiot. And why? Why was that even called for? I don't have to give any reasons for why I'm doing this, okay?
We've lost Rick.
We have a caller here.
That
was one reason. But anybody that's a detractor of mine needs to consider this. If one of your family members, somebody that you love and care about, was jumped on and attacked by this guy for no reason, and you've seen him do it to lots of other people too, would that not be enough? Everybody needs to think about that. Okay?
Evan,
it's
do you want to take
the
call?
Taking the high
Evan,
road. I've
Evan.
Tried to take the high road because I've issued a challenge to him to debate me. Organized debate. Ruthanne can find a moderator. We can get it organized, figure out what topics we want to talk about. I think we definitely need to, I will have to back up the things that I say about him, and he's going to need to provide some evidence and try and convince people why I am a shill and why Rick is a shill and why Ruthanne is a shill now, why Jap is a shill, why everybody else is a shill now and working for the government. He's going to need to back that up. He's going to need to back up all the negative things and all the slanderous acts that he said, and I'm going to have to back up all the things that I'm claiming about him. I mean, that definitely needs to be part of it, and I think the next part of the debate is we need to know, since he claims that anybody that disagrees with him is a shill or they're against the movement, I think we need to know just how much he knows about the New World Order and the Illuminati. Does he know anything
aside from
penises in the Aladdin movies?
We have a caller who's been waiting. Evan, we have a caller who's been waiting for 12 minutes, and we've lost Rick. He's going to try to get back in. Let's take this call and see.
Let's do it.
480, you're on the air.
Is this me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, you guys. For some reason, I got cut out of the conversation there. But I think what Evan's trying to say basically is that, okay, so for our listeners, we're talking about Facebook, we're talking about social accounts, we're talking about friendships, we're talking about the movement. And Evan, I'd like you to kind of elaborate a little bit about the movement and what that means. But is that.
I don't know what happened here. Lost somebody and we got Rick back. Okay. I'm sorry.
Am I still on? I'm sorry.
No, we're good.
Did we lose?
Well, this is my last sentence, guys, and it's directly to him and his people. You know, quit sending your minions to me to accuse me of name calling and trying to start infighting and division and calling me a shill. Man up and do the debate. You have no.
I would like to have that
debate.
YouTube videos.
We spent over 17 minutes on him. He's not worth it. You've put the challenge out, so now let's see if we get any response. We could have a great debate.
Okay, so I have a serious. Now that we've done that, I think we should have that debate. However, just so you guys know, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Okay. I recently moved in with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Things are going quite well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we used a company out in Michigan, and they had the two men in a truck. They were pretty cool.
I've heard of them.
Some stuff over. So there was two of them. It's called Two Men in a Truck. But one guy was big enough to be two. I don't know. They were. But, you know, when you're moving things in with people, because I was saying, like, I have a dresser, I have this, I have that. How are we going to rearrange? And we've got animals, too. I call them beasts.
Right.
I'm gonna leave you guys with a question by the end of this, by the way, after this, just so you know. Something to ponder, okay? So
didn't you just get a
yourself...
little dog recently?
Not a little dog. No, we have a greyhound that she had adopted.
Oh, wow.
His name was Turbo Joe. He was actually a racer. Research greyhound.
How fast is he? Can we make any money on? I'm just kidding.
I think I call him Hova because his name's Joe, but then Hova. Like
they usually just kill those dogs. So I'm glad that you rescued him.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that actually, and I protested before about animal cruelty and so forth. He's actually got the tattoo. It's like a green Nazi-ish. Sort of tattoo in his ear from when he was a pup.
Yeah.
The kennels when he was racing. So my girlfriend, I'm not going to say her name on the air, but I'll just call her SP like Evan does. I love that, by the way, buddy. Thank you. Adopted him, and she has a couple cats, and I have one with me. So we're doing all that. But anyway.
I have a huge cat.
Moving in. I have a huge cat. He's like 21 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's half Bengal. That's another thing. Hers are all adopted. Mine I paid too much money for. However, now I'm moving stuff in, right? So we're rearranging like the bedroom, the living room, stuff like that, right? And as I said, I eventually have a question for you guys with this. This is important. So when the movers are moving their stuff, they shrink wrap everything, or most of the things. I've got like an armoire, and I've got dressers and beds and blah, blah, blah. Part of the thing is they shrink wrap was my dresser. Now, in the top of my dresser, and it's like, you know, sort of a...
Are the toys?
I don't... It's an antique. It's,
okay.
It's the bottom is cedar. It's too anyway, but in the top is a junk drawer, I like to call. But there are some, you know, let's say adult magazines,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so my girlfriend's fine with that. It's fine, no big deal. But I have some adult magazines in there, and so I made a joke like, well, I wonder if the movers ever like saw that, because then when they shrink wrapped it. Brought it over. Well, I noticed that some of the shrink wrap was in the bottom of it, of the top drawer to help keep the shrink wrap on. So they obviously saw that. Now, we're going, so here's the question. We're going to Maine in a few weeks, and we're having someone house sitting, and it's one of her friends. So I had the suggestion of leaving some of my Playboys out for this gentleman. Like on the coffee table. What do you think? What do you leave for a house sitting guest, and will they go through all your stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, they will.
Well,
go
my opinion of Playboy is that it's kind of weak. I mean, if you really want to get them a gift, get them the Hustler or a Swank.
No,
well,
we talked. Oh my
the best
God,
thing.
Emma, so
no,
fucking
I've got
fun.
The best. I've got the best thing. You get because they will go through your things. So you must have the disinfectant that you use on your toys. And that needs to be in plain sight because he's going to be using them.
So have it all out there. Have it like on the
have
the
it there.
Table in front of the TV.
There
have
it is.
Like disinfectant.
The if there's anything
like
else, anything you don't want somebody else using, take it with you, or you know, lock it.
I don't
up.
Have. I only, all I have is like Playboys. Me and my girlfriend were cracking up about this. I have Playboys and like a couple of Victoria's Secrets catalogs. And I almost made a joke of, like, I might as well have the Sears catalog or something. I don't have, like, Swank or Hustler or anything, but that might be a good idea, Evan, you said. So we'd leave some disinfectant, some Playboys, some beers and stuff like that out. And,
sure, for his
gone,
lonely
we,
night. Or else for his nights when he brings everybody back to party at your house.
Well, he's going to party, and it's going to be hot, and we have a swimming pool. So, yeah, all right. I'll just,
yeah,
I know
okay.
It's a weird question, you guys. But just curious.
Just know
house
he's going to go
down,
through
what do you do?
Just leave it out. You probably
nice
talk
gesture.
To him.
I honestly do. I really do. Sometimes those Playboys can be worth money. I don't know how old they are, but, I mean.
Well, if they're sticky, they're not worth much.
Oh, my God. Hot.
More.
Whoops. Whoops.
Ruthann, I... Love you. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, they're not sticky. I usually
well, no, I
just, have
I mean, they might be
around.
When he's through. So, you know, if you have something that's
oh,
truly
that's a good
valuable,
point.
You should, something that's truly valuable, you should not leave for him to
they're,
look through.
They're really not valuable at all. They're just
okay.
Playboy magazines. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not wrapped in cellophane or,
yeah.
You know, placard up on the wall. Just, okay, mm-hmm. Wanted to bring that up. Mm-hmm. So, Ruthann, what have you been up to?
Well, speaking of house setters, no, I'm pretty lucky. I actually, things that I don't want people looking through are probably in my journals. So I lock them.
Oh, interesting. I have a lot of writing, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I assume that this person is somebody you really trust. So, you know, I have found out that I
don't really know him, to be honest.
Well,
he's
in that
case,
your girlfriend trusts him, but,
so,
you know.
And hence, by association, I trust her, yes.
Right, so that way. But, you know, people surprise me in what they will look through. Now, you know, I was an only child, and my parents always respected my privacy, so I never really, you know, I had people going through my stuff, And I think a couple men tried to, like, get in my purse for something a couple times, and, man, after my mouth went off, they never did that again. It's like, I would never look through your wallet, so I don't expect you looking through mine, kind of thing. But you know what?
I'm exactly the same way. I never look through a woman's purse. Even my girlfriend's, I'm like, she's like, no, honey, grab that. I'm like, okay. And I, like, turn my head, because it's like,
it's like
checking someone's email.
Hand it to her,
right?
You know. But I was surprised a couple years ago, and even though I'm an only child, I have a brother person, and some friends of ours had left Christmas presents at his house for him and for me. And when I got there, he did have the good grace to tell me, but he said, I already opened yours. And I said, well, why? He said, well, I just wanted to know what they got you. And I was screaming.
You wanted to know if he could steal it before you had it.
Yeah. Now, he wouldn't do that, but it was just, he was so curious.
Well, what if it was like a bowling ball, like made for his finger size?
I don't know. Well, no, then he'd want to use it, but actually I've given him toys. No bowling balls. But it's, so you never know who will actually, you know, I mean,
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, psychologically, do I put out, like, should I have, like, a line of cocaine out there for him? I mean, I don't have that, but, you know.
You have to go get
some of that.
For him.
I mean,
no,
that he never comes into the bedroom. And...
No, you don't have to, you know, spend a few hundred bucks to keep him happy. He's got the pool. He's got the nice house. Hey.
Well, we're paying him, but, yeah, all right.
And yeah.
All right, so another thing real quick, you guys.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ruthann.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just trying to be. I don't know. So we're trying to have a baby, right?
Ah.
Yeah. And we weren't sure. We weren't sure for a while because, you know, she's gonna love the fact that I'm bringing this up.
I'm sure she's loving to know that other people are hearing your innermost. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm gonna get some flack. Perhaps, but probably some loving flack. Anyway, so we're trying to have a baby. So we weren't sure, and then so we had the whole conversation, the whole gamut of the lexicon of everything that we were talking about. I'm not going to get too into it with you guys, obviously, but just curious. I have a question for you. So now, and this is something we had dinner with my grandparents, and I told my he's my step-grandfather, but, you know, I consider him my grandfather.
Yep.
Told him, hey, now it's like I'm supposed to wait, like, 3 days to match up with her schedule when she's ovulating. Well, that's like telling a kid, even if he never liked chocolate milk, you can't have chocolate milk.
You can't have it.
Like, 4 days. So now, I don't know. Those Playboys in the top dresser drawer are looking kind of... I don't know.
No, because that's too tempting. And you want everything to be fresh and ready. I mean, if you waited too long, then sperm gets old in you. So, you know, but 3 days
is... That's what I mean. So it's like I think, a three-day thing, right, for the swimmers? I don't know. I did a little bit of research.
It does up your sperm count.
Yeah.
It does.
I'm looking for, like...
Just watching,
looking
at pictures and not doing anything about it? Ups your sperm count?
I'm looking for...
I mean, if you wait 3 days before ejaculate for 3 days, it ups your sperm count.
Yeah, that will.
Yeah, I'm looking for reasons to have sex now that I was told I cannot for 3 days.
Now that you've been told you can't.
Like,
just bite the bullet.
Don't push that shiny red button. Don't push that red button. So I'm like, I'm like
don't
a little kid, and I'm like, I want to push that.
Nope. Yeah, you want to push that. Nope. Cold showers, you know, cold swimming pool, all of that.
Yeah. All right. It's not so bad. I was just curious, you know, what you guys thought about that.
I'm sure she's going to be just thrilled. That you're talking over your juice with us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you've given this a lot of thought.
We have. And, like, even when she's cooking, offense. Like, I wanted to ask you guys about that too. Like, what's the difference between male and female chores? Because when I say chores, like, you know, things that people do around the house as a couple.
For me, and I was married. It really.
You do what you like to do, and
you do what needs to be done. Doesn't matter what you have between your legs. You do what needs to be done, and if it comes to things like cooking or like that, you let whoever's the best do it. I mean,
exactly.
But I have to disagree.
You can cook together. You know, that's always.
It doesn't matter what you have. Sorry, Ruth. Hmm. Go ahead.
No, I just love cooking with the man. It's very sexy.
I do, but it does matter what you have between your legs. That was pretty hilarious there, Evan.
We are getting a lot of LOLs from some old and new friends of this conversation. We got thumbs up at the beginning of the show, too.
No, here's the thing. All right, well, okay, so I told you, because last time we had the show, okay, I told you guys how wimpy I felt, right, about being manly and all that, because how I got, when I got scared by the deer that I thought was a bear, and then, like, so I felt really manly, and she's like, yeah, you can do that, honey, and then I ended up, like, taking the filter off, and I broke a rib, so, you know, now, yeah, I'm back, I don't know. So with the chores, like, I take care of the animals, she cooks.
You know what? Because I know women that like to mow the yard, so they do. And their husbands like to clean, so they do. So, you know.
When you say clean, you mean masturbate?
Well, that wasn't what I had in mind, but yes, they probably will be doing that too.
Sorry, I just have that on my brain. Okay, go ahead.
Right. I know you do. Mm-hmm. 3 days. But I don't
think
it,
you guys.
No, we're not in this gender thing anymore, hopefully. So what you do and you enjoy doing, you're both doing, like Evan says, some things just need to be done. I mean, the garbage needs to be taken out. So it's full, somebody take it out. You know?
That's what I'm talking
about. And I have some advice on your baby thing, too. I mean, I really do.
I want
that,
some.
You have two options, okay? You can pretend
either
you really don't... You really, really don't want to have a child and then bang a lot unprotected, that's a surefire way. But you got to really believe that you don't want to have one, okay? Then it'll happen. Or you go buy a Keith Sweat album. You go buy a Keith Sweat album and a bottle of Alizé, and you'll have a kid in 9 months. That's how it works.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well.
We've been buying we're going to we're using things.
You're turning into alcoholics and you're still trying to have a kid, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you don't want one, make sure not to want one. And
if
then you'll
you don't
have
want
one,
one and you have a lot of unprotected sex, but you will get one actually right away. You'll get one so fast that you'll think she's cheating on you. That's how fast it works.
There you go. So I want to ask...
Well,
what made you decide, with the world the way it is, overpopulation and everything, what made you guys decide that you want to have a child?
You know, I know we're kidding around, but that's a very good question. It's a very valid question, Ruthann. We talked about that, honestly, because I've talked with Evan about this, too. You know, my girlfriend is, she's recently awakened, let's say. I had a part to do with that, so, like, the whole, you know, conspiratorial issues that we talk about.
Right.
And then we did have a discussion, you know, how would you want a child right now with the way things are going on? Because the way it's looking for me, I see it in a few different ways, but it's sort of a either all good, the more people that are awakened, or it's going to get, you know, it's just going to hit the fan kind of thing. We had that discussion. So, but also knowing the twins run in my family and how silly we are together, we already made jokes that we're going to have twin midgets and we'll put them to work in a circus. Okay, that was a bad joke, but we actually talked about this thing. No, but that's a very valid question, Ruthann. I think it's people like you. I think it's people like you, Ruthann, and you, Evan, and myself, that truly have empathy, that, you know, even when we know we're kind of being screwed on many levels, that we stick up not only for ourselves, but for others. And that's, like, what Evan was talking
about. Well, that's true, but that's what I found with, you know, talking with a lot of other people who are child-free. You know, we've talked for years about we would be the ones who would actually be good parents, but we figure, you know, if we ever had that desire, there were always so many children that need to be in families, you know, without just bringing more
thing.
In. So I was just curious as to why you decided to bring in.
Because she's exactly like
and,
you.
And Rick,
and,
by
and
the way, the Twin Circus Midgets.
If I could date you, I would.
The Twin Circus Midgets, my brother Jaron just said Twin Circus Midgets epic. And it's gotten 2 likes. So actually, it wasn't a bad joke.
But I'm
it
not,
was a pretty good
I'm
joke.
Not making, I'm not making that up. Twins run in my family. When I was in high school, I dated a girl who had midget aunt and uncle. So my mother said, like, basically in her words, I'm, you know, paraphrasing, holy shit, Rick, you could have twin midgets. So anyway, these are, like, discussions we have and we throw
so
it around. But no, we do, like, we already have midget twin names for them and everything. But Ruthann, what you said, well, yeah, we have Riley Spencer and Spencer Riley. Mm-hmm. Okay, so take that how you will. But
that's rough from girls. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Probably, I'm going to have a girl. I already know.
Oh.
Intuition coming into effect, yo. That was my white boy voice. yeah, I'm gonna have a girl. Ruthann, what you said, like with the empathy with bringing a child into this world, I think that was again a very valid point because, just so you know, you do have an effect on others. I mean, you specifically, and people like you, like me, like Evan, and you too as well, Evan. Where, you know, you can just. Maybe even just from one word or one post or one, something at the water cooler talking with someone or one Facebook post where we do, my girlfriend and I do very much consider how are the children in Ghana, how are the children, you know, in other parts of the world. We don't just think of it's just us or nobody
right.
sort of mentality. So I'm glad you brought that up and just so you know, you're making a huge effect on the way that people think, and I personally think that sort of movement, like when Evan used that word, he used that word earlier, movement, that's kind of where my definition of that word is the movement is more love, more awakening, more openness, and more getting rid of the bad stuff. The bad people that take advantage of us. So.
Well, plus the child would be forced
plus,
into be raised in a house where you have two, you know, awakened parents that are not only awakened, but, you know, you guys have good ethics and you're the opposite of what we talked about at the beginning of the show. So,
well, no, that's true. I'm not doubting your ability or desire to be parents. I'm just, you know, wondering why people who are aware of the ways of the world as far as, you know, because of meat eating and all this, we're burning up the rainforest. We're doing so many things to feed the people we have now. And, you know, quality
you know,
of life
like we had
not as great as it was.
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
What,
we've had many discussions about that.
Ago.
Like, yeah, of course. And we've had discussions of, you know, if you have a child now, do you vaccinate them? Well, it depends on which state you live in and what vaccinations are required by law.
Right.
And how do you get around those if need be? We've had discussions of, well, you know,
most places
in Arizona,
for religious reasons, you can actually get away with it. With not.
That's what I, but it depends on the state. Yeah. chemtrails, spying. You know, I basically, you know, we talk about things like that.
Yeah, we know
it
we're not bringing children into a good world. Quality of life was much greater maybe 40, 50 years ago. And
I would completely agree with that, yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
it's
but,
quite
but a bit. However, if you have twins, think about it, though. Maybe the quality of life for twin circus midgets would be better today.
Oh,
it was 40 years ago.
Might be better
because
then,
social
yeah.
media, it would be, you know what I mean? Like, we already talked about, like, which jobs they would have. Riley Spencer and Spencer Riley. All right, well, okay, hold on. Bear with me. Bear with me. Wait for it.
Well, they might have
so,
a better chance of having a job than most people nowadays.
They probably
so,
would, yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd
yeah, they would. You'd be lucky to have twin circus midgets, dude. They'd be...
That's what I'm...
They'd be him,
that's
they'd
what I'm talking
no,
about.
They could, be, they could wrestle. They could do midget wrestling. They're always in high demand for acting.
Now it is immoral to bring a child into this world thinking that they're going to take care of you. So think about that.
Well, they can't take too much care of me because they have Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. They're short. They can't lift stuff.
Well, no, take care of
them?
As in finance you.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Yeah. they'll be a YouTube hit. Something, but yeah, chores work.
Dude, I have
work
seen midget. I have seen. Sorry, to be PC. I have seen dwarf Mexican luchadors, the pro wrestlers, go at it.
What did you just say? A luchador? What is that?
A luchador is basically a Mexican pro wrestler, but they have a very different style. It's almost like watching choreographed gymnastic karate.
Yeah.
And these little guys can put on a show. So having twins would not be bad, dude. That's a tag team gimmick. I'd love
to. I just
want to
remind everyone that we are, Evan, sorry to interrupt you real quick. I want you to finish that. Just want to remind everyone that you're hearing all the best news first here.
Right, best news.
Best news.
On
Rick is going to have
news.
A baby. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you forget CNN, forget Fox, MSNBC, NBC, NBCBS. You're hearing it from Rick Wilson, Ruthanne Orteseo. I'll never get it right, of course, but I'm close. And Evan Batterton. Okay, Evan, please continue. We're bringing the good, hard
stuff.
Well,
I'm just saying, I mean, if you had twins, you know, the luchadors always wear masks. So you're from the Southwest, so, no, that doesn't really matter, but... they always wear masks, so nobody would know whether or not they were actually Mexican. We would just, you know, put the colors on.
Also, that would save me money.
I want to manage them if that happens. I do. I want to manage them. They could.
Evan's got
be...
his eye on the money. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nope.
No one again.
I just want more than anything to watch Rick's kids. Jump around a ring like crazy, doing stuff that not even
all
a grown Olympic
yeah.
champion can do. Because I have seen midget wrestlers do things that Olympic gymnastic champions can't even do. So, having said that,
I would
love to be a part of that. So, work on that.
I don't know what position it takes to get midget
wrestlers. I don't know what you have to eat or drink beforehand. And when I say beforehand, before you have sex to get wrestlers, but make
there
it happen.
There was a study in Russia several years ago that told you if you want a boy or a girl, what kind of things, like more acidic or not and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly,
but I don't know
more acidic, more alkaline,
thing.
And the position.
Don't know about the
more
trends,
alkaline,
though.
Runs in the
my brother just said had several options for them. He said that they could do birthdays, bar mitzvahs, wrestling, exotic dancers, piggyback and trench coats. He said they could be Ewoks in a future Star Wars movie. Dude, they have options.
Oh.
They really do.
Wow, your brother's creative. Okay.
He is really creative.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who's your brother?
Jaren. That's Jaren. We defended
Jaren,
him on that tweet.
So, I think I like one of those more than the rest. If there is
you're probably going to have some tiny little delicate girl, and you're going to just be out of your mind loving her. And as soon as she is old enough to hear this, she's just going to get that look on her face.
Ah, Ruth, and you're bringing us back down to earth a little bit.
Oh.
All right, so we've talked about that. I'm probably going to have a girl, and we've talked about, like, you know, how fatherly or motherly to be, like, because it's different if you have a girl or a boy, like, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? If it's a girl, give her the trucks and do the whole thing. And, you know, don't go in for just the pink and that kind of thing.
That's exactly what we talked about. I said, I refuse. And we actually talked about this. I said, I don't care who gives it to us as a gift. My daughter will never play with, even if it's a gift. And I don't care how expensive it is, even if it's from, like, a grandparent or a cousin. A Princess Barbie. She will never play with a Princess Barbie because...
Right, donate it or something. Yeah.
Like, the double standards of how kids are raised to be brought up sexually.
Yeah.
You know, like...
And please be their parents. Don't try to be their friend. I see, especially with teenagers, I see so much of that. The mothers... And fathers, too, though. They're trying to be their kids' friends. And the kids...
Yeah, that's part number one.
Friends.
You are not you are not to be your kids' friends. That's a good point, Ruth Ann. You're not their friends.
You
can be their confidants. You can be their guidance. But, you know, you don't sit around and gossip with them.
I've had guys tell me... about their son, you know, well, he's my best friend. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know,
well,
he's
cool
a kid.
If your son goes out and, like, kills, like, 12 people or something. I mean, people can have, I think, be friendly with their kids as long as their kids are understanding.
Sure.
Like,
I'm just saying, they're not your running buddies. You know, that whole thing.
But they can be. But that's what I'm saying, and we talk about
that.
It's like
for certain things, maybe. I mean, but as far as when they have their real friends, like their peers around, you know, have the good grace to say, hi, how you doing, and then back away. You're not one of their inner circle.
Exactly.
You're part of the family
circle. I can see different sides of that, but would you guys homeschool or public school? And... But hold on, listen to this script. So, speaking of homes, so hearings for Holmes' insanity plea delayed. Colorado theater shooting suspect James Holmes' insanity plea has been postponed at least until Tuesday. Holmes was scheduled to appear in court Friday, but the judge delayed the hearing at the request of Holmes' lawyers. He was the one... I know I kind of just threw that out there, speaking of Holmes, but sort of bringing some news. He was accused of...
Oh, what about
12
Michelle?
People.
If you want to talk about...
Do you mean Arias or Bachman?
No, Bachman. Her news.
Her husband ran for president,
you know. She's a Tea Partier from Minnesota.
She has decided not to run. Gateway.
She's not going to run for the fifth term in Congress. And she says it's not because the Senate Committee on Ethics and the FBI are looking into her campaign financing, but sort of makes
God.
Her one. Yeah.
It was God. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ruthann. Yeah. You're familiar with her husband?
The homophobic piece of whatever.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so if you have
a source...
I thought her husband
was gay.
Well, he is.
Not an admitted homosexual, but I mean, I always got the impression, if it's who I'm thinking of,
protest
that, you know, he's as gay as the day is long.
Yeah, exactly.
And, not to say that dog shows are gay or anything, I mean, but you guys know what I mean. It's just, I don't know if you've ever seen Death to Smoochie, but it's like when Robin Williams goes, it's just like a vibe, you know, like a... homosexual.
Well, no, he puts
off
that air.
You know, it's just, well, it was just
so
one
right,
of those things.
Well, they're so right and crazy. I mean, like right-wing and crazy, because I've also read that, you know, he actually really is the boss at home kind of thing, and that just makes me want to grab a bucket because he just seems so...
What do you mean, why a bucket?
To throw up in, because
when you talk about discussing things, Ruthann, just, you know, you have a sexy voice, so I kind of want to hear you say, like,
throw up.
Things in a sexy way. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
No, I don't care for them as a couple. And, I mean, I'm very anti-anybody who is trying to re-engineer the way a person is born. And that's what the clinic that he runs or did run was pretty much all about.
That's exactly what it's about. And I can tell you, my girlfriend does this for a living. She's got her master's, but who cares about the degrees? But she's done this for a long time, and just forget her. But my experience, I think Evan brought up a great point, too. It's almost like, the Bachmans are like sort of the cancer of the Republican Party because they speak for them when they don't represent them. If you do polling, nobody wants, like, any sort of ill will toward gay, lesbian community. However, I still am interested because if Spencer and Spencer Riley, twin midgets, being gay, I want to send them to a gay camp so they don't become gay and not non-fidgety. Is there like a non... Do the Bachmans have like a non-midgety camp where people can get taller? I don't know.
but if your midgets get taller, then they're not going to be, you know, such a draw. Like Evan's brother listed all the things that... they could do
they would be like the tallest midgets ever. They'd be like actually probably 5'10".
Is that going to play in Peoria, the tallest midgets ever? Just because, well, no, because midgets are just small. Dwarfs are not proportioned like we are. There's a difference here.
No, there is a difference. You're very correct.
So if the midgets are
small, like the derogatory
nobody will know they're midgets.
There's like
that's
different
what I mean.
Kinds of midget's the derogatory term. There's different kinds of dwarfisms, but in order to be called any kind of a dwarf, you have to be like 4'11" or under.
So are you saying
right.
like that?
And different proportions from
to
us.
Dwarf is like Oriental to Asian, because like Oriental, if you use
no,
that term,
because
like,
the proportions
no.
are the same, but
right.
dwarfs not
have actually
like we
larger
are.
Or yeah.
Heads are larger.
I don't know.
All
I
know is
shorter,
now
I'll
the
figure it out.
People.
One will be a midget, one will be a dwarf, and we'll have to like.
Oh my God! And then if you have the one who's
diapers.
A midget, go and become the tallest midget. This is going to be really quite
that's
a mess.
Thing. And the smallest dwarf, and then they can hopefully like change each other's diapers. Like I said, it's part of their act.
Guys,
I don't know. Just
you guys, are
money.
That would
you guys
be good.
Are not you guys are not listening. Midget is actually to them a derogatory term. It actually is. It actually like is very un PC to them. So it's not. It's like
Evan. That's what I meant.
Like saying,
when people say Oriental,
you know,
don't say.
We're gonna have two kids. One's gonna be white, and the other one's gonna be a dumb redneck white. I don't know how things work. That's basically what you're saying.
Well,
I don't know.
You can't say I'm going to have a dwarf and have a midget.
Because of immigration laws, there was a Mexican that came by the other day, so if I have, like, one midget, one dwarf, one midget, and one's Mexican, I'm going to be a little curious, like, you know.
Oh,
what
God. If your girlfriend hears this.
All I'm saying is that it's quite impossible to have twins that are dwarf and midget, considering midget
oh, really?
Is
that
the
a dare?
Derogatory
is that
term for all dwarves.
Okay.
That's all that I'm saying.
Well,
I bet you
I mean,
Evan right
my
now.
Girlfriend
is
going to
when I have
that
my twins,
3 days
be,
out into
one's
a few
be
weeks
a half
to
pint.
Figure this.
One's going to be half pint. One's going to be a half pint kind of midget, and the other one's just going to be a normal midget. One's going to be half pint, one's going to be, I mean, it's like
a normal midget.
One's going to be half pint, one's going to be, we're going to have half pints. One, but one may be a midget, though, we're not sure.
But you guys understand, you guys are making fun of me, but, I mean, this is serious, okay? So, when I do have Riley Spencer...
I'm being deadly serious.
Spencer Riley.
I'm
going to be half
I'm
Mexican.
Really trying to teach you something. I'm being the most
one's
serious
gonna be,
of all.
This is my life, you guys. Come on now. I want you to be there for support. It's going to be...
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You know, the cool thing is, though, are we going to take, like, a five-minute break on the hour? Or what do you guys think?
Yeah. Is
okay.
it about
before
time?
We, see, before we do, but I do want to say this, because we talked about this as well. We'd only have to buy one crib. Like, you know...
For sure, that's
each other,
true.
Like, five. Yeah. So, All right. So, wish me luck.
Okay, but I'm telling you.
Wish you luck, I'm telling you. I told you the surefire way. You guys have a conversation tonight. You know, we don't. We really shouldn't have kids.
Try not to have
a good
it.
Idea.
Not
have
not
sex.
Tonight.
She'll be pregnant. Conception will happen tonight. If you just
I think
do
that's,
that
I think
formula.
That's sort of an OWT right there.
Mm-hmm.
Old wives' tale. I think that. But who knows? Yeah, go ahead.
As soon as your girlfriend hears this show, your 3 days is going to extend. So
she's gonna agree with me. I guarantee she says he's right. I guarantee she says, you know what, that may not be scientifically proven, but there's something to that.
Here, but give me the bottle. Well, we'll see.
Plus, like, you can fit them in storage when you're, like, traveling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you could just have, a regular size trunk or something when you're going around the world and just shove them in.
That's what I mean.
And then you have to be careful, though, because, you know, if people hear something thudding around in there, they're going to want to check it out, and then they're going to get you for child abuse. You got to be careful.
That's why I need your support. That's what I mean. These are issues I'm going to have to be dealing with Spencer Riley and
Riley Spencer, yes. Yes.
Yeah. So...
One crib to rule them both, the Wilson Hobbits. That's what my brother just said.
Yeah.
I love it.
One crib to
Hobbit.
Rule them both, the Wilson
I'm
Hobbits.
I'm thinking more of a...
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay,
like
now
a
here's
suitcase.
The thing, though.
I'm thinking
I, the first
breathable
one is,
holes.
Is,
I'll in the suitcase.
Well, the first one is named Riley Spencer because R comes before S, and the second one is Spencer Riley. So there's no...
Right.
You know,
we're arguing about the names, but yeah. If you have twin midgets,
Frodo,
I mean, what are you going to... Yeah.
Frodo and Samwise Wilson. You'd be perfect.
Right. There you go. See? Perfect.
Fly in the halflings.
Okay, so Evan, you'll be my marketer, and Ruthann, you can be the spokeswoman for the...
Okay.
Right? And... Yep. I just need that support, you guys. All right.
Okay, you've got it. Well, we're with you.
You
then.
Keep making fun of me, but this is a joke on when I have twin midgets and one's half Mexican and one's half black, and I we'll see.
Exactly.
We'll put them to work. Cool.
We're with you. Yep. We'll figure it out.
Thank you.
But
I love you guys.
It's time for a break. We have a song. Yeah. Tell us what you're growing. This is by Celia, and it is. The ilk of Monsanto, DuPont, and all those other immoral corporations that are poisonous.
Yep.
This is for them. So we shall be back.
Be back in five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Till next time, I've got the right to choose. grandmother seeds, cause we are running out of time. I've got the right to choose. You've got the right to choose. We've got the right to choose. How good, hey. I've got the right to know. You've got the right to know. We've got the right to know. Come on, tell us what you're growing. Tell us what you're growing. If you're gonna take God, if you're gonna take God and leave organic farmers food, if you're gonna take God with me, if you're gonna take God, I want the new religion. We've got the right to choose. We've got the right to choose. We've got the right to choose. We've got the right to choose.
I have to apologize for the sound. Since this latest hacking of Blog Talk, there's still some issues that they're working on. And again, I'm so sorry for, I mean, Blog Talk is sorry, too, that they've been hacked. But it's messing up our volume and our music and things. But everybody's back. Hi, guys.
Hey, yeah. Welcome back. Yeah. All right, so I want to ask you guys, okay, we're going to get to some other things, but I wanted to ask you guys, is it okay to have a man crush? Because...
Yes, it is.
When I was moving my stuff in with my girlfriend, I wanted to set up a room, making it as a joke, so that I could put the blame on her. She loves Justin Timberlake. Is it okay to like have a 6-foot poster of Justin Timberlake and not like masturbate to it or anything? But is it okay to have one and have a crush on Justin Timberlake? Not for his music.
It's fine to have it, and if you want to masturbate in front of it, that's okay too. We're not here to judge you.
Thank you very much. All right, well, welcome back. Okay, everybody, this is I'm being extra silly. Yeah, sorry, Rick Wilson from Scream.
I would talk cash loads of shit about you if I knew you actually did that. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. I like one of his songs. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. I cannot recite it, you know, for the life of me.
What about
I don't know the words. I don't have
his
CD or anything.
A few years ago, he did a Christmas one with a box.
The Dick in the Box. Yeah.
The Dick in the Box. That was funny.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny. With Adam Sandberg on SNL. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Okay, so this is Rick Wilson with Scream the News. You can find me on Facebook. It's one of those social networking sites if you guys haven't heard about those. You can find Evan. Yes. Say it again.
FB?
Yes, say it again.
FB.
The way you say it, when you whisper it like that, it's like you're like in my earlobe. I don't know. I told you guys, I have to wait 3 days. Okay, so you can find Evan Batterton on Facebook. He's one of the admins as well on my site, Scream the News. But you can find much more of his work on evanbatterton.wordpress.com, which is evanbatterton.com. Amazing articles, amazing things that you've written about, Evan. We've talked a lot on the phone, through messaging, sort of like-minded individuals, except for the Justin Timberlake thing, I think, that I just brought up. Ruth Ann, and again, can we do this? Honey, can I try one more time to pronounce your last name? I know you're... It's Ghanaian,
Amarte,
right?
Amarte Bio. Yes, Amarte.
Amarte
Bio.
I'm just a dumb white boy. American. So I have trouble with last names. All right, so I wanted to start the hour with that Justin Timberlake thing and just say, ha, 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 yeah, but seriously, I have a total man crush on him. And... I think, Ruth Ann, you wanted to kind of bring up something that's important. It's a 3rd anniversary, something that I think, you know,
right.
We make jokes, of course, and we're getting into things. And,
this,
you know,
this,
we see them in
the news. This is one of the serious kinds of things. And this day 3 years ago was actually a watershed for me. I had already, you know, I was aware of this government and its problems and the lies and... on and on, but 3 years ago, the Zionist Israeli people attacked a convoy, a Free Gaza convoy, going to Gaza with badly needed supplies, and the ships were boarded in international waters, 60 miles out, and... there were 9 people murdered on the Mavi. One was a 19-year-old Turkish-American young man, and the others were Turkish, basically. There were some others, but this is what we hear because they had sailed from there, although The ship was registered to in the Cameroons, I believe. But the media...
Wait, is this like one of those things that was... Did the media put it as like one of those pirate sort of takeovers? But they...
Well, it wasn't a pirate thing. They had been spending a week, the Zionist leaders, figuring out what they were going to do. And that was what they ended up doing in the middle of the night. And I and a lot of other people were on marine traffic. It's a real good site. It tells you about all the ships in the world, where they are. And, you know, we were watching that and talking to each other on FB, that social media. And
sorry to interrupt. You have to say that one more time, but whisper.
You just like the FB. Yeah.
Okay.
So I spent 12 hours just crying, and you know, I'm not the world's fastest typist anyway, so let me tell you, it really slowed me down. I couldn't believe that this was happening, and the media in this country totally slanted it. These people, there were no arms.
Well, we have listeners sort of from around the world, believe it or not. And so when you say this country,
they know. They know. They know the truth.
Yeah, I know.
About it.
And then,
the Americans that don't. There was no arms on board, and the people were using like chairs to try to, just save themselves. Hit the people coming down from the helicopters swinging down, and they had like bread knives, and that was it, and. They were shooting. They shot from the helicopters. They shot, and even after the man on board, you know, he was doing the white flag and saying, you know, that they're humanitarians. They're just taking goods. And anyway, the ships then were taken to Ashdod in Israel, and the people on them were from many countries. And some of them signed papers and were put on airplanes, you know, right back home. Some were jailed for a while, and of course, all.
When you say Ashdod, is that kind of like the Israeli?
It's an Israeli town
of Guantanamo Bay.
No, it's,
you know what I mean?
It's a port city. No, it's not like that.
Okay,
but it's a port city, and that's where they take the convoys. Actually, this wasn't the only one that, you know, has been taken there. So. Then some of the people were jailed and beat on, and that was when Ken O'Keefe first came to my attention, I think more than anybody else, although I do know some of the other people who were on the ships. But, you know, he refused to wipe the blood off of himself at all until he got back to England. And
see, that's one of the things, too, Ruthann, is, like, with accountability, the people that we... You know, supposedly, because you know my feelings about that, about electing people, at least on a national level, not necessarily a regional one or a local one, but in the office, the accountability that people have, it's on a wide scale. Where
on something like this, they're not going to have... There's so many dual citizens in Washington, D.C. that are Israeli citizens. And then APAC.
I think there's actually like 3 or something, something like that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, as long as we have this kind of a system, we're not going to see justice coming from here anyway. On a personal note, I had just recently reunited with an ex-boyfriend from years before that. And I knew he wasn't, like, politically...
Did you make him stop masturbating for, like, 3
awakened.
Days?
Awakened. Well, I don't know what he did after what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I don't know. Because he wasn't, like, politically aware, really. But so that night, I didn't talk to him on the phone or anything. I was too busy with my FB friends. And so
say
but I
more
did
time.
Talk to
say
him, like,
one
the
more
next
time.
Day.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah. And... He had fallen for the bullshit that the media here was cranking out. And he said,
right.
Well, what were they supposed to do? Those people were attacking them with chairs. And I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? And
see, now that's interesting. When we were talking earlier, like, with me and my girlfriend.
Well, that was the end of us.
How can you possibly
reuniting? Let's put it that way. Because you know,
how can
I wasn't
you possibly
start.
Live with someone or be with someone.
Exactly.
Have
get
the
it?
capability of even just like conceiving the idea or even thinking of the idea other things exist. It,
well,
that
was
to me
so,
is almost bigger than religion. You know, like when people.
Oh, the religious
you know,
thing. Yeah, that's a biggie.
But well, that's
no,
another,
that was a deal breaker for me because he bought into it. It wasn't that he. I mean, it was just the fact that, well, he saw that on TV and heard what they said, so that had to be right. And, you know, there's a lot of people like that in denial.
There are a ton, and that's kind of why Evan at the beginning wanted to, here's the thing, you know, we all look at things in different ways, but, you know, that seriously is my goal, like, in life, pretty much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Many different categorized ways is to help awaken people to things that happen. I know that you are a big proponent of that. Yeah, and you know, in your own, you're very concentrated in certain things, and I am too in certain things. But I have an open mind, but trying to wake people up. Now that's easier said than done, and I think that's why Evan wanted to at the beginning. Get that out there is because we might have lost him actually on the air here, but
no, I'm
get that
I'm
out
here. I'm just being
okay.
Quiet.
Okay. Is that you know we look at doing these things and you have to look at the intent with people. I think sometimes where
ego
and,
gets in
you know,
the way and like the person he was talking about at the beginning. Who has taken
it's so hard.
Very good idea and movement and tried to make it about himself.
No, he was. And to his credit, to the person we were originally talking about, I'm not going to mention his name, like, you know, is that it took someone like that, though, on a social media website, Facebook, to get me to feel comfortable enough to go, hold on. There are other people out there that feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so then I went down that rabbit hole, and, you know, we're all doing our different things. Now, looking at that, so I'm going to give credit, but at the same time, it can be harmful because that movement, if you will, is always evolving. And, you know, how do you, where's that line where, you're actually counterproductive with the movement by your actions, by your words with people.
That's a very good question because in so many areas now, I know in the third party area in this country, there's a lot of people who just, you know, can't seem to see whatever. The thing is, we're going to have to work together to get past it, and we don't have to agree with everything. But we need to find the common core, and so that's what
I think
it comes
down to basically respect for another human being. You know, I think that's what you're trying to say. Everything. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think just basic respect for another human being. You know.
Yeah, and just know that you know we're not going to agree. I hope that what Evan said earlier, you know. Got some of the people who were listening who were just not sure to, like, think things over and see where he's coming from and what he has in the way of complaints, very legitimate complaints. Because...
Well, and he does have very legitimate complaints,
Mm-hmm.
I have legit complaints, and that's the whole reason why I made the challenge for the debate. And... That's the whole reason why I do the daily update every day to highlight, you know, exactly how this is playing out and everybody else's viewpoints. And it's so funny that when you call out, and it's even like it can even be applied to our political leaders here now. All of a sudden, they want to be quiet.
Yeah.
They don't have much to say. You know, they stay out of the spotlight for a long time. They say they're sorry, sure. But, you know, being, and we've discussed my legal problems before, being a former criminal, I can tell you that I've seen lots of criminals apologize. In fact,
they'll mess you up by 10 a.m. They'll mess you up by 10 a.m.
Before every sentencing hearing, they apologize.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that they mean it.
Right.
And, you know, part of the letter that Falzano wrote, you know, yesterday, part of it said, you know, do I mess up? Yeah, but I apologize every time. Oh, come on, you know?
Well, no, I was
not.
But
hold on.
If you apologize, that you're, you know, if you're truly sorry, you won't be doing the same thing again. If you're really
you
sorry,
that,
you at least make an effort not to do
it. Well, right,
it
at least you'll try not
you
to do.
Do
it. Okay, yeah.
And it's the same thing to get to some actual like world events and things, and you know, we were talking about Zionism and some of their crimes. It's the I wanted to mention the White Phosphorus thing because I've been adamant about that. You know, that it has been denied over and over and over again by the Israeli government. But then they finally came out and apologized and said, well, we won't do it again.
Which is another one.
The,
I mean, what kind
of
an apology
is
that?
The U.S. is guilty of well.
What kind
well,
of,
it,
I mean,
it
what,
just came out
well.
It, recently.
It's empty.
Well, recently,
and now they're attacking Syria. They have no business attacking Syria.
Absolutely
they're only,
not.
You know, they're only helping Syria. The Zionists are only helping the Syrian rebels. Because those rebels are massacring a large Christian population in Syria that were given sanctity by Assad's Shiite regime, which is almost
will you guys be mad at me if I apologize for starting to masturbate while we're talking on the phone?
Are you looking at that poster of Justin?
It's got,
well, I just
it
opened
must
my...
be that bad, man. It must be bad if that's how it is.
That's the only reason why
they're aiding the rebels. And I saw a video of one of the rebels that the United States government is funding, who they know is Al Qaeda. Of course, Al Qaeda CIA trained. That's not even
conspiracy theory.
That's a fact. That's an absolute fact, but I saw a video where a Syrian rebel cut out a man's heart.
And was eating
it.
Yeah.
And ate it.
Our
okay?
money
and
at
that's,
work.
That's where our government's funding. Didn't we just go through a sequester, but now we're funding rebels who are eating people's hearts? And and we are, along with Israel, who we give $3.4 billion to every year, aside from the tax money we have to pay their bankers that control the stock in the Federal Reserve,
right.
All that money in cooperation with Israel is going to rebels who are slaughtering. It's an ethnic cleansing of the Christian population in Syria.
Well, and Israel will keep this up because they're trying to hurt Iran, who they also want to fight because Iran has been supporting Syria. So it just goes round and round.
And Lebanon.
Right.
They've shot
and
Lebanon. Now they're saying Lebanon shot a rocket at them.
Well, they sent in people to fight for the regime in Syria. And, of course, Israel's all up in arms over that. Saudi Arabia.
I've been saying this for, like, the past 5 years, you guys. Venezuela.
Yeah.
This will still happen.
It'll
be shocking.
You know, it's just it's
we'll
just
have Armageddon
really
before they get to Venezuela.
It'll
be a nuclear holocaust before that happens, because when it does happen with Iran, all hell's literally going to break loose on Earth. Everybody's going to fire at everybody. I mean, Venezuela, that is a good prediction if nukes aren't used. That's a good prediction if nukes aren't used. But if Iran literally is in war, goes to war, then all hell is going to break loose. You know, and the Russians have already said, you know, we are not going to tolerate more military strikes against Syria. They've already said that.
Right.
What they actually meant by that is that they are going to start giving the Syrian army some advanced weaponry. That's
they
the
just
first
send in, I think, 300 some kind of missiles.
Yeah, that's, I think they A-115 surface to air missiles.
Yeah.
Because the Israelis have a very good air force, they do. But they don't have the air force that it takes to wipe out all their strategic targets they would need to in Iran.
Right.
That
They've
is why we're
help.
Having
They've
all these war games
from
in the
US.
Gulf of Hormuz right now. That's why all the war games are in the Gulf of Hormuz right now. But, what's going on in Syria is very disturbing. I just want to get this out there, too, about Syria. It's really disturbing me, and I had a chance to talk to my brother about this too, because it's prophetic almost that, and it's about Damascus. Damascus has been the oldest constantly populated city in history, at least 7,000 years. Some speculate 9,000 years. And there's an ancient prophecy that when Damascus is wiped out, it will be in the end of days. And Damascus
that might go
is
back
being
to
hit.
The that might actually then go back biblically to the piece that you did, Evan, on the last pope or the new pope. I'm sorry, Pope Francis. Where I don't know, just bringing that up. You know, the what's it called? The seven. Some cities, I forget, but Pope.
Oh, the Seven Hill City, that's Rome, though. That's
Seven
Rome.
Hills.
The Seven
yeah.
Hill City is Rome. Damascus,
yeah.
The prophecy hills. About Damascus is actually in Isaiah. My brother would probably know the passage off the top of his head. But yeah.
Well, I can name you a passage from the Bible. It's when Jesus said, Mary Magdalene and I just, Jesus gave me a blowjob, and I was,
I knew it was going to be one of those lovely
you knew it would happen. You knew I was going to go there. You knew I was going
to
be.
Go to the Song of Solomon. It's very sensual.
Mm-hmm. Let's read Bible passages to each other in the quiet, in the dark. Have you turned off your lights? I'm ready.
Yeah, it's still light outside, but it's dark inside.
No, Evan, just, you know, I'm not discounting anything you said. I'm just being,
think that they talk about end of days, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you can translate that or interpret that to mean many different things.
Well, no,
yeah.
The new pope.
To me, it's just always interesting to see, but what my point is with Damascus, it's never happened because it is the most constantly, that's a fact. It's the oldest actual city in history, in recorded history, you know, anywhere between 7,000 and 9,000 years, and now.
That has been populated consistently?
That is constantly,
right.
that's constantly populated with its name never being changed. And it's happening the way of, obviously not said with bombs.
So what do you mean, though? Like, are you saying that, like,
Damascus
is going to be invaded, or what do you mean?
No, I'm saying it's going to be destroyed, and there is something that has to do with, what else was it? It had something to do with a portion of Israel. It alludes to nuclear warfare, like a nuke.
Damascus is located.
The Syria that Israel took, Ruthanne?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Is located in southwestern Israel.
Southwestern?
I'm sorry.
What was the section of Israel that they or the section of Syria that Israel took from them?
Oh, Golan Heights.
I have no idea.
Golan Heights. It talks about the Golan Heights, and it talks about a section of Israel where there will be no inhabitants left, or its length of time, or something about it's becoming uninhabitable. Yeah.
So yeah, no, that
uninhabitable
alludes to something nuclear.
It alludes to something of mass destruction, basically.
Right, at least
of mass destruction.
Did you know that
out of all those nations, we know that Syria probably does have chemical weapons, but out of all those nations, I mean, the most likely to fire on them would be Israel that has a nuke. I mean, that's
oh, sure.
the most likely. And
sure.
they'll justify it and play the victim. They're Zionists are the best at playing victim. That's where Joseph Balzano learned how to play the victim was from them. That's how he got so good at it. They are the best at playing victims.
They are. They beat the dead horse.
They'll say that they were attacked and they had to retaliate.
Yep. Well, that's what they do now.
That,
you know, some little 10-pound rocket fired from Gaza that lands in, you know, in an unpopulated area just across the border gives them, in their opinion, the right to go and, you know, terrorize, demolish homes.
Genocide.
Yeah, genocide is what it is.
Cut down their olive trees, which people go,
olive,
what does that even mean?
Orange groves,
you know,
everything
what?
Like
research
that.
Research it, yeah. When you cut down someone's olive trees, you're cutting down their livelihood. That's how they
right.
make their living. Demolishing their homes. I think it's very interesting, and you guys know, I'm sorry, I'm going to rant right now. Media, American media, British media, pretty much Western media, if not all. And we've talked about this a little bit before, but I kind of just want to bring that up again. When the whole thing was, I hate terming it with the thing, because it sounds insensitive, but Israel and Palestinians, the way it's represented to Western media,
mm-hmm.
or the way the Western media represents it, is completely ridiculous.
Well, you have to realize who is in control of Western media, too.
Of course. And Evan's written about that, too. So again, just a quick reminder, we're talking about mm-hmm. masturbation and genocide.
And Justin Timberlake.
and Justin Timberlake. I'm Rick Wilson. Scream the News on Facebook. You can find Evan Batterton, EvanBatterton, .wordpress.com. He's written a lot about the topics that we're discussing. And Ruthann, Marta Feo.
That's close.
Did my O face for you. All right. Sorry to interrupt you there, but just wanted to remind everyone that they're getting the best news from right here.
From Scream the News.
And, yeah, but seriously, the media, and Evan's written about this, is controlled by very few. If you look at who controls what, of course we're going to see that, there's a good, it's so disgusting too to me how people are like cheering almost for,
I know.
And sticking up for the bombing of Palestine and like, how.
And the Zionists, they have places, because I've seen the vids of, then, like, during Cast Lead and then this Pillar of Clouds in this fall. But where they go and, you know, they drive up and they watch the destruction of Gaza. And
so, like, a voyeuristic sort of sick,
Like
watching an ambulance, like watching a dead body.
You know,
that's part of their indoctrination.
We want to ask people, please support your local alternative media, whether it's the blog talk shows like this, whether it's the
Thank
blog
you.
People are doing. You know, everybody's doing
Thank
this
you.
for free because we want to open people's minds. We want to wake people up.
We're not making one dime off of this. Yeah.
Absolutely
well,
not.
Thank you for saying that. Support your local alternative media.
Yes.
Stop
yes.
watching the news on your TV because
it's all
you're fucking
get the truth. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're sitting on the couch watching that box on the wall, you know, you're missing out on real life, truthfully, people. You're not getting a picture of what it is. You can watch all the reality shows or whatever they have. I just have to take somebody's word because I don't have TVs. But, you know, you can watch that till the cows come home, and you're still not going to know anything. You know, you're just going to be
right.
one of the down Americans. And we're urging you to get past that. You don't have to be one of them.
Are you guys ashamed? Are you guys ashamed to be Americans?
Sometimes.
No. I mean, I'm not at all because, I mean...
I'm ashamed of the government, but I didn't...
I've been asked that. So.
You know, it's... I'm ashamed of the way the government acts. But as far as American people, I think American people are wonderful. I think people around the world are wonderful. I mean, you know... People are really great, and when it comes down to it, they'll do, most people will do almost anything to help out a fellow human being. And I should preface that with
if they haven't been totally indoctrinated by American
drank
culture.
Kool-Aid, yeah, yeah. That would make the difference.
I guess I'm going to say probably the thing that's going to get me in the most trouble. Out of all the shows that we've done together, so thank you both. is that when? No, I'm being serious right now. Like it's gonna get me in trouble. I'm not joking around.
Okay.
So besides masturbation, this is very serious. Is that?
I thought we were going back there, but
watching a baseball game, seventh inning on Monday, and the ticker tape. Thing, the ticker on the screen, you know, I just want to thank all of our troops for supporting our freedoms. I want to thank all of our military service people for providing the freedoms that we enjoy. Thank you for having this kind of soul that provides safety for all of us.
Kind
of stuff makes me sick, and I know it's going to just feel off that I said that, but that kind of makes me sick because
it makes me ill.
I'm not
because they're not doing jack shit for my freedom. My freedom doesn't rest on my friends over there who are being brutalized by their governments and my government.
That's
both.
What I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, please.
No, when I see that, I had to change the channel. Like, you know, I don't really watch my. Or anything like that, but every once in a while, it's just kind of cool to kind of dumb down.
Well,
so,
it's the way, yeah. Sometimes just things get to be too much, and you need to do something just to get past that.
Yeah, but I don't want to see I'm trying to dumb down. Thank you so much for sticking up for my freedoms. Thank you for providing for everything that I do, and people just blindly follow that mantra. And again, I know I'm going to get so much trouble for this, but I truly believe that. Like, it does, like you said, Ruthann, it makes me ill.
Yeah.
I'm not putting down, like, the people involved, I guess, to a certain extent, but at some point, we have to be accountable. Like you said earlier, people have to be accountable. So instead of glossing over everything, like, yay, America, so much with that, do you guys have any ideas for an alternative as far as, I don't mean the country, like moving, I just mean how the media could, or how do people interpret that in your everyday lives?
How do people who are watching that, most of them actually fall for it. And I know I went around a bit with a relative of mine over that, you know, that, well, they're over there protecting your freedom. And it's like, whoa, okay, back up, you know. They're not protecting my
freedom. I immediately want to ask, like, which freedom specifically, and can you...
Yeah, for the corporations? Right, right. They're over there protecting the corporations, the greedy people who are there to steal all these other countries' resources. That's who they're protecting. They're not doing jack for my freedom. If I was totally free, would we have drones around here? Would we be being spied on like we are? You want to talk about my freedom?
Right.
They're just disappearing. And you know, these people who are so dumbed down, I just saw something recently, I can't give you the figures, but it was a high percentage of people, when asked what they thought about the cameras on the street corners and blah, 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 a very high percentage was very much in favor. They, you know, obviously they haven't had the use against them yet.
They're being indoctrinated.
Bloomberg is
a
menace.
Evan and I have talked about
that
too.
He's one of the biggest advocators of that.
Ubiquitous cities, correct? Like ubiquitous,
yeah.
Using the cameras, basically everything is tracked. We got into this with the RFID show that
right,
you brought up. Ubiquitous cities. And that, I noticed that too here, you guys, just so you know, in Arizona. So for anyone out there, anywhere, in any city, in any part of the world, if you notice extra cameras on the top of your street light, on the top of your stoplight, on the top of a stop sign, outside of places, wherever you go, now they're installing them, now they're installing them pretty much in your own vehicle for your own benefit.
You know, they're not going to have chips in people because they've got the nanobots, and then... So many people have all these new electronics, and they're being watched there. Like one of you had said a few weeks ago something about, was it your iPhone, the smartphone, something? Like you turned it off and put a pillow over it or something? Because even when they're not on, they're
no, you... On. Well, old wives tell you to keep it out. Please go ahead, Evan. Sorry.
So as far as they're not going to actually have to chip everybody because they're getting them other ways.
There's many other ways. If you want to get into technology, I mean, even if you look at the barium and aluminum with other things, it's kind of around us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's a totally different thing. But those things are real. They do exist. And radio frequencies are very easily put everywhere. Yeah, Evan had kind of written about that as well.
We know what this means.
Kind of scary.
We may be able to see the picture of you masturbating in front of Justin because of the
Justin Timberlake. I call him JT.
JT.
Call him JT.
Okay.
We're on an acronymical first name base, like JT.
You're on that
base. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we may
we're
just
close.
Because of the heat, et cetera, et cetera. We may be able to get some kind of picture of this.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's why, they have all the chemtrails here in Arizona to get rid of me so I won't be talking.
Well, keep watching, I mean, yeah, keep looking at Scream the News on FB because it may show up there.
Wait, like, every time you say it, I have to ask you to say it again. Can you listen to that?
Our favorite social media, FB.
Well, I wanted to do, so if Evan, are you there?
He's here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. If you want to have a debate with Joe, can I do a promo for it? Here's what I mean. I'm going to do like a radio voice promo, okay?
I mean, every single night I extend the challenge. Last night, not last night, but the night before that, I extended the challenge to his blind followers to do the same thing. I mean, I'm getting messages in right now saying that, you know, I'm a tyrant. Because I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, and that's something I can back you up on, but I really, and we're going to get to that, but we don't have much time left, but like maybe 13 minutes, but I really want to do a radio report.
Said he would debate one of the followers, but he would rather debate Joe himself.
Just give me like 10 seconds here, okay? You guys ready?
Okay, let's hear it. Go for it.
We put Joseph Falzano and Evan Batterton in a 5-foot mud. Let them go at it for 20 minutes. Who comes out the winner? All right, I don't know. Just wanted to do that.
You want to announce wrestling, don't you?
Should we set up a pool? Should we set up a pool on who would win? I mean.
Oh, fun. Fun.
I mean, because before all this happened, XX started selling merchandise. And, of course, it was cheap commercialized merchandise. They said they weren't going to put the Anonymous logo, you know, put Anonymous's name on it, yet it says Anonymous XX. And they actually, one of the items is a pair of pink panties. So there's, everybody out there, I'm going to go ahead and
Wait, are they crotchless?
I'm going to do Joe a favor and promote for him. You can buy a pair of pink panties with
crotchless?
Anonymous XX on the ass end of it, made in China to help fund his website, if you want to. I don't know how much it costs, but if you want to do that, you can.
Hold on for a second.
We need to know. Curious minds.
I want our viewers to understand what we're talking. So, there's a group called Anonymous. You've probably heard of them. And we're talking about social networking on Facebook. And I think one of the issues that you have, Evan, is that you brought up is they are collecting money for their certain sect of a quote-unquote Anonymous that you and I both and others have issue with, which is fine. We can always discuss.
So he's
interesting that when
we
were saying that, when you said pink panties, what was the most interesting part is when you said like pink panties is when Ruth Ann said,
crotchless?
Are they crotchless? Thank you. Can you say that one more time?
Are they crotchless, Evan?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, I'm sure he'll cut him out if you know anything
if
to make
request.
A dime.
Okay, if you
anything
request.
For him to make
no.
a dime. I
the
mean, the crotch
that...
will probably fall out pretty quickly since it's it's a Chinese product. So I think it's just really funny.
I ordered
made by prison labor.
Know, it's these poorly made Chinese products where he's got a GoDaddy account that, you know, he has unlimited space for $6.99 a month, yet he's selling all these products piggybacking off the name of Anonymous, and now he's got 13 followers, and I asked him, how are you going to fund all that stuff? How are you going to get rid of it? Do you need my help selling that crap?
Well, you just help sell the crotchless, the pink panties.
I'd go with green.
And drink. You can drink your morning cup out of an Anonymous XX cup if you would like too. That's another thing you can do. Rick, your dog, you can get a hoodie for him that says Anonymous XX.
I can get the hoodie for the Greyhound.
Pass up an opportunity like that, my friend. Don't pass that
there
up.
You go.
Wait, get one for your big cat too.
See,
I got a 21-pound
still loyal XX people. I'm not so bad. I'm still promoting for you.
No, I know. No,
I'm promoting to keep your website alive.
So what everyone's talking about, the reason we're talking about when we say XX, that is quote-unquote a group that was started by individuals, you know, I think with good intent, perhaps, quote-unquote Anonymous. So what Anonymous means is like anti-government.
I think you're being way too nice and trying to be way too diplomatic, Rick.
Just,
it was not a good intent by him.
To,
maybe the others.
I'm trying to explain it to people. I'm just trying to explain to people so they understand. Yeah, and I am being nice, and we've talked about that because I really am kind of getting pissed off about the whole thing. Where I say harsher things, but I'm trying to be fair. not toward you, any of you, things we're talking about. So when we say group, the sex ed group, yeah, it's a part of Anonymous. Not everyone in the group is bad. I mean, I was a group of it. You guys know me. I'm a silly jokester guy. I'm 41 years old. I have a 21-pound cat. Got a greyhound. Got a girlfriend. Cool. And I want to awaken people. But it doesn't mean that I'm against, you know, the movement of people. What we're talking about is a specific group of people who, even if they have good intent, might be going out the wrong way by, again, Evan, you said it really well just last time, I'm kind of being nice. Let's just put it this way. They've called people names. They've outed people. They've been very direct.
And there was no call for that. That was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people think that I'm just absolutely making it up and that he should just be completely
left alone.
And that I'm no different than he is. That's the number's very, very low. Mind you, this number is very, very low, but there are some people that believe that I should just let it go, and I'm not going to, because like any good weed or parasite or virus, if you let it go, it grows again, and you get sick all over again.
Exactly.
So that's why I can't.
Just got to get rid of it. Yeah, it's cool.
And I think the debate's the quickest way to do it, because, I mean, that's the best way to completely expose him for the fraud that he is. I mean, I'm not debate. I mean, typically when you debate somebody, it's because, you know, you're debating an equal. I don't consider him an equal, to be honest.
I think that would be interesting, Evan, to have you and him debate, because not to, like, put anyone under the bus or shove anyone under the bus, because, you know, we have talked before, and I'm totally in agreement with most of what you've said. And I've been pretty much shunned by him, like, personally, for very childish reasons, I'll have to say. I hate to use that word, but it kind of is childish. Anyway, I don't want to concentrate too much on that because, you know, how Ruth Ann kind of mentioned before, what do I fucking do when Riley Spencer and Spencer Riley get about 3 years old and they're midgety? I mean...
And they're midgety.
When does I'm not discounting what you said, Evan, at all. That's why I re-brought it up, just to see if I'm trying to be jokey. But, and I agree with you. Yeah, you're kind of speaking for me and speaking for many other people, just so you know, Ruth Ann. I'm really pissed off about what he's talking about. It's like if someone said to you, can you, I'm not going to use certain verbiage, but, you know, once you STFU, you stupid blah, 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 because you are totally Israel or something.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but they're trying to be, so it's like, I understand where Evan is coming from. We have different styles. We've talked about it. I kind of consider myself a nice cop, and I can live vicariously through his MacGyver sort of,
MacGyver, okay, Evan.
All right. So,
what do we have next week, fellas?
Well, we still haven't talked about
it. Hopefully, a debate.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully,
maybe we'll have
a debate. I mean, any one of them will do. I mean, just, you know, maybe they'll all jump in. Maybe we can have a debate every week until he's got nobody left and he has to. I don't care. I don't really care.
I say we have
Come on, you guys. That, Evan will take the 90-minute slot, and you followers, three of you, you're on for 30 minutes each. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah.
And then I need 12, hold on now. I need like 12 minutes, though. Somewhere
well, yeah,
in between.
No,
it could be like
90 minutes.
Three.
So there's like 25,
yeah,
26
like,
more minutes. So you've got 12.
No, I'm being very specific. I just need 3 4-minute sessions where I can masturbate and then talk about that.
Next week,
well,
your 3 days will
well,
be up.
Then.
You'll actually be having
right,
sex with
I don't know.
Well, maybe. We'll see. If she listens to this, you won't, and you'll need your time to masturbate, yes.
Here comes Riley Spencer and Spencer Riley midget circus twins.
But you don't want to masturbate and there they go.
Watching me completely verbally dismantle these lemmings turns you on, then you'll have plenty of spank bank material, because
that's
exactly
what
I'm going to do.
You need to get on Skype, so we'll fix it for people. We'll either do like a Google Hangout or whatever, so people can watch you masturbate when you're
on. I want to say this. Can you get Justin Timberlake?
That's how I can judge how well I'm doing.
See what I can do, but no promises.
Well, you have a friend or someone you interviewed that I was parlayed to listen to, that I'm very proud of you for, just by the way, Noam Chomsky.
Oh, yes, Noam, yes. Well, I don't know if he could get Justin.
Well, I don't know. You don't know how those circles work. Maybe he's
one
of the greatest minds in the universe, and you got to
should figure out how to get Justin so that
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Working on it.
Throwing that seed out there, is it for my next birthday or something? Like, if you guys can get me Justin for late, with some watermelon. Yeah, all that. Both.
Okay.
All.
Let's see what we can do. You guys, it's been fun, and we got some interesting things out there tonight.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
We did.
Lots of info.
We did.
Okay, so I want to leave you guys with this. We have a couple minutes left. You are listening to Coulson with Screen the News. You are listening to Evan Batterton, evanbatterton.wordpress.com, and Ruthann Amartafeo, Blog Talk Radio. We got a little silly. We got some serious subjects out there. And the thing was to get across even. You have to. I like it.
Yeah.
But I think Evan had a great thing to bring about too, though, is that in all seriousness, is that sometimes your causes, look at what the cause is going for. So.
Yeah.
Think about that, you know. If you really want to help, just think it over. Don't have your ego. Let it go.
Yep.
Think
logically. They say, leave your ego at the door. Something
yeah.
Like
can you, Ruthann, you know what I'm going to ask of you right now?
What's that?
Oh, hold on. My girlfriend's not here. Yes. One more time.
FB.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Wish me luck. I have 3 days.
Ben Song, guys, thank you for letting me issue the challenge and clear some things.
Okay.
Seriously, we should have that challenge so people know. So people know and they get the truth. Seriously. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, good night.
All right, guys. Good night.
Good weekend.
Good night,
you
guys.
Too.